Shalom Aleichem. This is Rabbi Kovacs, and Mishnah Yomi is in Chapter 3 of Avodah Zarah, Mishnayot 8 and 9. Yesterday, at the end of Mishnah 7, we were talking about the Asherah, the sort of proto-Christmas tree, and sometimes they'd put idols underneath it. So Mishnah 8 goes into more detail about this Asherah. Lo yeshev betzila. Do not sit in the shade of this tree. No, we don't mean under the tree. Under the tree is definitely a problem. We mean even late in the afternoon or in the mid-morning, where the shadow of the tree, the tzel, is not under the tree. V'im yoshev tahor. But if a Jew does sit in the shade, as long as he's not under any branches, he's still considered pure. Lo yavor tachteya, but you can't walk underneath an asherah, im avor tamei. And if a Jew does so, he is ritually impure. Again, that's on a rabbinic level, as we talked about yesterday. Haita gozelet et harabim. If the tree is stealing from the public, meaning they planted this tree right by the public street that everybody has to use to get to the shuk, to get to work, so you really don't have a choice. The avar tachteya tahor, and a Jew walks under it, the Jew is still considered pure. It was a rabbinical decree, and the rabbis did not extend it to a situation where the pagans basically made it impossible to avoid their asherah. Vizorim tachteya irakot b'mehut gishamim. You could even plant vegetables under the asherah during the winter. Now, during the winter, because the shade is not good for the vegetables in the cold winter. Aval lo b'mehut gishamim, but not during the rainy, the hot season, when the shade is beneficial for plants underneath. The Hazarin is lettuce, like Hazeret from our Pesach Seder just a couple weeks ago. Lo b'mehut chama lo b'mehut gishamim. That should not be planted near the Asherah tree, you know, in the shade of the Asherah tree during the winter or during the summer, because really the shade is always good for Hazeret. Rabbi Yossi adds, aflo yirakot b'mehut gishamim. He says you shouldn't even plant vegetables in the rainy season, even though in the shade of the Asherah, even though the shade is not so good for them, mipnei shehamania nosheret, that the old leaves fall off the Asherah tree, nosheret alehem, they fall down onto the plants underneath, the hova lehen lezevel, they become fertilizer. Now, interestingly, in the Gemara, over on Daf 49, they talk about that Rabbi Yossi says there's something called zeh v'zeh gorem. That means this and that cause. It means there's multiple causational factors to one thing, meaning it's not just the leaves falling on these plants that fertilize it. It's also the ground and the runoff and other fertilizers as well. Rabbi Yossi actually says that's mutter if most of the fertilization is not Asherah Avodah Zarah related. He's talking to the rabbis. He's telling the other rabbis, listen, even when the shade isn't good for the plants, you shouldn't be able to plant them there because of the leaves. It's an important halachic debate in terms of kashrus and zeh v'zeh gorem. And the Bar Nur here brings that the halacha is like Rabbi Yossi, that zeh v'zeh gorem is mutter, but it's something to look up in the Gemara and the poskim. Let's go on to Mishnah 9. Natal memena etzim. You took some wood off the Asherah tree. Asurim behana. You cannot use this wood, can't have any benefit from it, can't sell it. Hizik ben etatoner. What if you used this Asherah wood to light up your oven? So now it depends. Im chadosh, if it's a brand new oven, yutat. You have to break the entire oven. The idea here is the oven was clay, and the first time you fire it, it actually hardens up and gets basically finished. That first firing, like a kiln, is going to make your oven complete. So now that Avodah Zarah, which is forbidden from benefit, is baked into the oven permanently, you can't use it. The Myoshan, if it was an old oven that was already hardened by firing before, Yutzan. You have to wait till it cools down and then fire it up again with new coals and new wood that's from a permitted source in order to bake. But what about afabo et apat? They didn't realize that they used the Avodah Zarah wood and they put some bread in and baked it up. Asura behana. You can't use the bread for any benefits. Not only can't eat it, but you can't sell it or feed it to the dogs even. But what about this case? Mit arva b'acherot. If this loaf of forbidden Asherah bread got mixed up in a basket with other loaves of bread and you can't tell them apart, kulan asur behana. All of these loaves of bread in the basket become asur behana, like the pagan bread. Rabbi Eliezer has a solution. He says, yoli chano liyam ha-melch. Take the benefit, meaning the financial value of the firewood from the Asherah tree, throw it into the yam ha-melch. Basically, use the disposal methods for Avodah Zarah just for the money. Basically saying you can redeem it. Like when we donate something to the temple and it becomes kodshim, the owner can actually buy it back from the temple, called a pidyon, called redemption. So Rabbi Eliezer is suggesting you could do that for the value of the benefit of the Avodah Zarah. Amru lo, the other sages told Rabbi Eliezer, ein pidyon levoda zara. They say, yes, there is redemption by temple items, by hekdesh, but once something is baked in, the benefit of avoda zara is baked into the bread, it's impossible to get it out, and they're all forbidden. And the Mishnah ends with a related case, notol hemena karkor. Somebody took a branch off of the Asherah tree, the Avodah Zarah tree, to use it as this like weaving pick. It's something they use to separate the threads during the weaving process to allow the weaving to go through. Aser behanah, they can't use this thing for weaving. But arag boetabega, they actually wove a garment using this Asherah branch as the pick that they needed. Habeget aser behanah, the piece of clothing cannot be used by a Jew and can't be sold. Nit arav becherim, if it got mixed up with others, acherim becherim, even others added on too, kulan asorin behana. All of these garments, you know, we're talking about identical garments, and they can't tell which one was used with the Asherah branch to in the production. So then they're all forbidden for benefit. Rabbi Yezer Omer, he says again, yoli chanoli amamelach, figure out the value of this pick that they used, this branch that they used, and throw that value into the sea, dispose of that value, and sort of redeem the value they got from the Asherah. Amru lo, ein pidyon levodah zarah. The sages again tell Rabbi Eliezer, there is no redemption for avodah zarah. In the Gemara, they get into why we need both cases here in the Mishnah. Yishar kol chachem, and please don't walk under any Asherah trees. Tizkelu mitzvot.